You love is most loyal where'er you be. Give ear to my ditty and listen to me. I now am undone, forsook and forlorn, and this is the cause I so sadly do mourn. My strength on he doth prove unkind, another mistress he doth find, which is such a trouble to my sad mind, I almost despair any joy to find. Through woods and through deserts I'll gang alone, to trees that are senseless I'll make my moan. By the murmuring streams as they do glide, I tell the mischance did me betide. Bewailing the loss of my love so dear, the fairest swain I e'er come near, and now my heart's drowned in sorrow and fear, which from my poor eyes costs many a tear. Was ever poor maid unhappy like me, undone by my fate, crossed by destiny? No, yet my passion I now endure, yet cannot find help nor hope for cure. But this in the end a comfort will be, that I was true, he false to me. And though my downfall I plainly foresee, I hug my soft chains and would not be free. The rose in my cheek begins to wax pale, and 'tis all in vain my case to bewail. But though on me now Dame Fortune doth frown, my love and my constancy brings me a crown that never will fade nor never decay, till I come to the Elysium Bay, where lovers most faithful no tribute do pay, but sing the misfortunes forever and day.
What makes my dear Chloris for to complain, or why dost thou spend thy dear breath in vain? Is Strephon unkind? Tell me wherein ingratitude is a most deadly sin. But as for myself, I freely protest, in thee alone I count myself blessed. Without thee I pine, am never at rest, since love with his power hath me possessed. The name of my Chloris I'll still adore, I'll honor thy sight, what wouldst thou have more? I'll write thy dear name wherever I go, and count thee a saint amongst mortals below. Then blame not thy love, nor count him unkind, a lover more true thou never wilt find. And when hand in hand we both are conjoined, the blessings complete that heaven designed. I'll hug and embrace thee between my arms, and cheer thy sad heart by amorous charms. Fair Venus herself was ne'er honored more than my dearest Chloris, whom I adore. Why then should my love thus sadly complain, to fill thy love with sorrow and pain? Death would be more welcome than thy disdain. Then, dearest, forbear and sigh not in vain. Which when she did hear, she did much rejoice, and blessed the kind hour when she made her choice. Then kisses were free, and sorrow forgot, they loving tied fast the Gordian knot. Which when they had done, they went to it with speed, and tried to get more of the breed. For these without doubt were lovers indeed, whose kindness there's none can ever exceed.